Good morning. We're getting ourselves organized here. Just chatting, trying to get all the details of things going on. I just heard a story from Mark and Ellen that I hadn't heard. You know, they took some vacation, went to Hawaii. They were on ship and they sailed to Hawaii. I flew back, right? But on their way there, they were sailing along and they came past a desert island, and there's a man out there, and flagged him down, and he had been stranded on a desert island. And so he'd been there for 3 years, poor fellow, and they sent a boat out and got him and brought him on board the ship, and they were questioning him, and he's waving goodbye to the island, and there's three huts on the island. They said, "Is there anybody else?" He said, "No, it's just me." And they said, "Well, why are there three huts?" "Oh," he says, "well, that hut's the one I live in." And he says, "And that one's the church I go to." And they said, "Well, what's the..." "Oh, that's the church I used to go to." Barbara reminded me of that joke, so I have to share that. Good morning and welcome. Fifth Sunday of Lent. We are on our journey to the cross, to Easter. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things coming up, just an awareness. Are there other announcements we need to make this morning? Deb Gunther is standing, as usual, to call us to account and maybe celebrate our mission work. And so we turn to our mission chair.
Good morning. Thank you for everybody that went to Sabor. We made $150 last week at Sabor. And in April, it's going to be at Legends on Iliff, April 20th. And there will be a flyer coming out for that soon. But thank you.
All right, thank you. All those that went and eat, was it good? Nobody's admitting either way. So celebrations of that. Other things for the good of the order by way of announcements. Choir, we're coming up to Easter. They have a lot going on. If you have not sung and would like to just try a little bit, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, come to rehearsal. I'm sure they can fit you in and, you know, they've got lots going on. We're celebrating that. I don't know of anything else by way of announcements. So if we're ready, are you ready to set aside everything else and be in worship? Are you ready for that? Let's do that. Stand, wave hello to one another, and let us prepare to be in worship.
Please remain standing if you can, and we will recite the call to worship. Join me in celebrating as a family of Christians.
We come together
this morning in worship, reserving this hour to glorify God. We come to strengthen our relationships.
We come to strengthen our relationships with one another and with our Maker.
Let us enter into covenant obedience, even if faithfulness leads us to a cross.
We want to lift our voices and renew our vows to be God's people, to follow where we are led.
What shall we do while we are here?
We come to make a joyful noise and to listen.
We come to worship and celebrate God's love and guidance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Now, if you'll join me in the hymn "Spirit of the Living God," found on 393 in your hymnal or up on the board. Spirit of the living God, fall
may be seated.
How many of you have ever read through the book of Ezekiel? Very interesting book. Very interesting. Well, anyway, this first words of the Bible this morning are from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. They were very many laying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "Oh, Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to these, say to the breath, say, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves. O my people, I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The words of the Lord.
Thank you, Larry. Well done. Dry bones. No, sorry. By way of prayers, we continue to hold Frank Shaw in our prayers. And Barbara says that has not been as well of late, so we lift him and ask prayers, and prayers for him and prayers for her as she cares for him. I have not seen Don Boyles in worship for a while. I know that he is also not in the best of health, so we lift a prayer there. War continues in Ukraine, has not abated. Mayhaps there is a chance, if China intervenes and helps, to find solution. God grant that it be so. We have lifted earthquakes in Turkey, Syria, other places, storms in the Northeast, now tornadoes in the deep South, weather, floods, a busy world. The world that we live in is not the Garden of Eden. God grant us courage to endure. Are there other concerns? Are there things that you would lift, prayers for other persons as we come and gather with prayers of the family? I don't see any. By way of celebrations, Ruth Hostetler has a birthday on Thursday. She's going to be 87. Pingi Tavake is going to be 61, same day on Thursday. Marlene McCarthy, I don't know if you remember that they had to move, but Marlene, and I have not heard word from her, but her birthday is Friday. She'll be 91. So we celebrate those in our midst. Others, other birthdays, other anniversaries, other special holidays. Michael Connor has his hand up there.
Barb Stevens has a birthday next Saturday, April 1st. She'll be 88.
How did I miss your birthday, Barbara?
Everybody remembers April Fool's.
Barb Stevens Saturday. I'm going to have to fire the guy that did this software. Happy birthday to you, Miss Barbara. Thank you, Connor, for lifting that, not letting us skip by that. Others, next week, Palm Sunday. I believe we will have palms. Make sure that we have kiddos. And if you would like to walk in and process with palms, let us know so that we might be aware of that. We haven't quite figured out how the whole service is coming together yet, but the Spirit will guide us, so we celebrate that. And Easter coming as well. Are there others, other prayers, other celebrations, other special things we need to lift? I want to pause and recognize some people that have done some really great work around here. In the bathroom downstairs, the men's urinal was out of order. I think the two were the same. Rich Schneer came in and fixed that. He says, do not call him a plumber. I just say, call him when you need him, and he has always been there, and we are thankful. Diana Hunt has helped. If you've seen the grounds, our living next to the high school has been an ongoing struggle with their ability to contain debris. And I know Tom has done a cleanup. Diana did a cleanup, and we're grateful. Helen was out working on gardens and stuff, so it's been a busy time around here, and we're grateful for all of those who do so much and accomplish so much and continue to keep this place going. So we want to celebrate those. Any others that we want to lift and celebrate that I have forgotten? All right. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. In you, O Lord, should mark iniquities. Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness in you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in the Lord's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for in the Lord there is steadfast love, and with the Lord is great power to redeem. It is the Lord who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, as we are in our journey through Lent, we have tried to pause and recognize our spiritual journey. And in that journey, we have paused to recognize you leading us and guiding us, inspiring us, illuminating us, and sometimes nudging us out of complacency. Lord, we're grateful for your continued presence to lead us and guide us. And as we are in that journey, we're even grateful for being unsettled. unsettled from things that need to be put in the past, and guided to new life, to new ways of being through Christ. Lord, you are all, you are, you see all, you know our prayers. In the dark nights, you are there with us. In the middle of the day, in the busyness and stress and strain, you are with us. In joys and celebrations, you are with us. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks and turn to you as all your people and seek to open our eyes to be a part of that huge family that you call sons and daughters. Lord God, guide us, inspire us, lead us in your way. Hear us as we gather, as we place worship as the beginning of our week. Hear us as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to a moment of contemplation with the offering and Barbara's offertory.
If you're able, could you please stand for the reading of the gospel? These verses come from the book of John in the New Testament, and that's chapter 11, and verses 1 and 2, 14 and 15, 32 and 33. And 38 and 45. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let's go to him. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in the spirit and deeply moved. Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God. So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to invite kiddos to come forward to help sing and lead this. Are we stalling for a moment, Diana, to give you just a second? We had the link set up in YouTube, but we're getting it again, so come forward if you will. And she's doing that search. It's a song that you may not have ever heard before. It's called Amazing Grace. I have to tell you a little bit of history about Amazing Grace. It is not as old as many of us would think, and as a matter of fact, when it first came out, people were just in a furor about it. It was new and it was different, and it just unsettled everyone, and it was such a big change. So here is that traditional piece. Whenever you're ready, Miss Diana, did you find it? No? Okay. Long.
Sing it.
Amen, amen. That was a train wreck, and boy, was it a fun one, wasn't it? My train of thought just had a wreck. There were no survivors. Breaking video, that video, breaking barriers again. It was a furor when it first came into the church. I'm not 100% sure, but I imagine it was because of the traditional hymns, and it didn't fit in with those. And so things are changing. Things keep changing. Amen? One of the things I liked about this, did you see how it started? They were there in the church, and they were worshiping and all that. And then they came out of the doors. See them come out of the church and bring it out of the church? There might be a message there. Amen? Dim Bones. How many of you remember the song Dim Bones? We were trying to find a version for that to sing with the kids involved, but we didn't get there and didn't get it done and don't need to. We've had, and Larry, God bless his heart, we've had two huge chunks of scripture last several weeks, and appreciate all of you enduring it and listening through. Could have done a sermon on each of them. Do you want two sermons this morning? Or all right, you don't need to answer that. Just one's good? Okay, all right. Those dry bones. They are the bones of Israel that has been scattered. They are in diaspora. They've been defeated and scattered and taken away, hauled away in bondage. They're all over the place. The nation seems to be completely decimated. Can these bones still live? Ezekiel, he's the smart person. He says, Lord, you would know. I'm not the expert here, Lord. I don't know how you want me to answer that, so I'll just turn the question right back to you. He's a good politician, isn't he? But don't make any mistake. It is not Ezekiel who does any work. He says, God is working through Ezekiel. And Ezekiel calls out to him, and suddenly there was a noise, a rattling. I can hear the bones rattling. Can you hear that? Can you imagine that? I can hear them. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Sinew grew on them. Flesh grew on them. Skin covered them. Hallelujah. Amen. Get woken up here. Good news. Good news. Exciting news. But there was nothing of life in them. There was no breath in them. There was no breath in them. They're there together. They're reconstituted. They're full, but there's no breath in them. And in the Hebrew, the word breath and spirit are the same word. There was no spirit in them. They were not filled with that spirit. So they turned to the Lord God, the Yahweh Adonai. God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Come from the four winds, O spirit, and spirit upon them that they may live. And they are restored. Amen. Has the Spirit come upon you? I remember in the New Testament, some of the apostles traveling around, and they come across worshiping groups and says, have you received the Spirit? Has the Spirit come upon you? And they say, oh, we're not sure what that is. But are we filled with the Spirit? The good news and bad news is I love this scripture. It's just so full of symbology and just the richness of the texture of the dry bones and the valley. And we had Mike, we'll have to get that link to the drawing you did. Beautiful pen and ink drawing. But it had an interesting impact on me this time when I read it. I thought about the churches. I thought about churches. Our numbers are dwindling. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are empty spots in the pews that used to have somebody there. You know, there's two ways. There's different sizes of churches. When you get to a certain size, you just keep track of who's there. But at a certain size, as it diminishes, you keep track by saying, well, so-and-so's missing, and they're not here, and so-and-so isn't in their usual place. And we are at that stage right now, and we know why for some. And you know what? I've discovered something. Every year, I seem to get a little older. But there's good statistics on that. Have you heard those statistics? The statistic is that people that have more birthdays live longer. I don't know. It's one of those mornings. So, but is the church drying? Are we in a valley of dry bones? And it is not just churches. I've had this conversation with several different people. But the Elks, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. I don't know about the Girl Scouts, but the Elks Club, the Masons, those other fraternal organizations, they're diminishing. They're going away. They're empty spots. The churches, we have closed churches. I don't recall if we closed two churches this last annual conference, didn't we, Melba? I'm trying to recall. One or two, or I don't remember for sure now. But that's an unfortunate, it's not a pleasant thing to do, but sometimes that happens. Is it a lifestyle and life cycle? We don't know yet. We don't know. But now I've got to jump to the other scripture. We've got to jump to the Lazarus scripture. Here's a sermon by itself, but the two are tied together by something here because Lazarus is dead too. I mean, he's just not in a coma. He's not just asleep on the bed. There's a stench. He's been dead 4 days. It's over. And yet Jesus resurrects him. God used Ezekiel to restore the dry bones. So Ezekiel is remembered as this great prophet and with all of these abilities and these connections here, but now it is Jesus and not Ezekiel. And Jesus does it on his own, through his own spirit. It asks a million questions. If you want to theologically take apart the resurrection of Lazarus, there are all kinds of interesting questions. Is he alive eternally now? Will he die again? And Mary and Martha have to go through another burial and that grieving process all over again? And, you know, how does all of that fit together? And none of that matters to what the scripture is about and what's going on there. But it's important to hear what happens. Jesus brings life out of lifelessness. That's an amazing thought. Life out of lifelessness. Lifelessness is a part of the human journey, isn't it? At least I'm discovering that as I get a little older, there's a little more gray and it's a little lower coming out of my ears than there was on the top of my head, and I'm moving a little slower every day, it seems. Melissa's backwards. She's moving faster and faster. Maybe it's just my perception from my slow point of view. But life and that progression, and where are we? And out of lifelessness, where are we going? In this journey of Lent,
How is your soul? How is your spirit? How are you in the world? Are you feeling dispirited? Dried out, dry bones in a desolate valley? Do you feel like things just run past you and keep going? I have learned a better lesson, and one is don't watch too much news. Not because you want to deny what's happening, but because the news, the bad news sells. The good news does not. So if you want to turn on the news, be ready for the bad news. And there is enough of that going around. And it can be dispiriting. But I have found something else. I have found the spirit blowing from the four winds when I go into places where there are people. I was in a store, and there was people buzzing around, all rushing to get their stuff done. And we bought some groceries, took it out to the cart with our cart, and we were loading our car. And this lady was buzzing around, and she came over and she said, "I'll take that cart over for you if you'd like." And I thought, "Wow, that's nice." Just out of the blue, she's a busy person, moving about half the speed of light, in my opinion, but grace. And I see it all around. I see it in lots of people suddenly, unexpectedly, and I find it a lot. And I realize that you got to be careful about generalizing where we are as a people and where we are as a society. As there are more and more of us, the same percentage may be troublemakers, but that means there's more if there's more of us. And so we need to recognize that, but we also need to recognize those who are that breath of spirit in the world around us. That's one of the things that brings me here on Sunday morning. I see a bunch of characters in here, and they are breaths of spirit. There's some reason you all come. I don't imagine it's to hear me preach, but there's something about coming together in worship. There's something about what's going on here with the cross. There's something that's happening here, and it is a good thing. Where will we be going next? I don't know. And that's unsettling. That Amazing Grace song we sang, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, and now I see." That Amazing Grace, I'm waiting for it, watching for it, hoping for it, guiding us. Let it guide me. Let it guide all of us. Yes, we are not in the Garden of Eden. I hate to break it to you, but Adam and Eve blew that way back when. Doggone it. But on the other hand, we have the freedom of choice. We have self-determination, and we have to live with our consequences of who and what we're about. And in there is also good news, because in the midst of those journeys, God is with us. God is with us. Amen? Amen. So don't let the dryness get to you. Understand that there is new life, a new life burgeoning. I love it when the babies are around. Stephanie came walking in with a baby. I still haven't figured out who it is, but she looked like she was still half asleep. I said, "I'm right there with you, child." But that new life and that vibrancy and that potential, and where will that new life be, and where will we find it, and how will it be, and how will it bring breath, bring spirit into this place? Lord God, is there anything you cannot do? Think about that a moment. I was teaching a confirmation class, you know, teenagers and under are getting ready to join the church. And I said, "What do you think about God? Does God see everything?" And almost unanimously they said, "There's no way he can see everything. That's too much." I said, "Think of the whole world praying. Could God hear all those prayers?" "No, there's... they can't think of that." In this age of modern computers and AI, artificial intelligence, and chatbots, and all of the Google things that are miraculous, but they couldn't quite picture a God that would see and know everything. I said, we believe in an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing God. Don't put human limitations on God. There is nothing God cannot do. And they were stopped by that. Maybe we need to pause periodically and remind ourselves, there is nothing God cannot do. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. What did you think of that first hymn? You ready? Melt me, mold me. Are you ready? Sometimes melting and molding might be a little uncomfortable. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And amazing grace, how great thou art. Amen? Amen. Let's end with 512. This one is a straight hymn out of the hymnal, 512, if you want to follow it there. Richard's going to lead us in it. Barbara's going to play it. And the projector will probably disagree with it. So we'll just all have fun with that. Stand if you're able. Did that one wake you up? When I'm feeling all, when I'm dragging, and God is always there. God, the Son, Holy Spirit, present with us, always everywhere, always aware, filling us, leading us, guiding us. Follow where you were led. Amen? Amen. Amen. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. God's people said,